Greetings, and may the abundant blessings of Christ Jesus be with you all. I am the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the hopeful and hope-sharing people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, July 19th. The 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time. As always, let's begin with prayer. Faithful God, you care for us with compassion and firmness, urging us to grow in love for you. Through Christ, may we hear more deeply your call to be rooted in your way. Amen. As we begin with another reading from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans, it's important to understand that Paul's gospel is not about fleeing life in the body in favor of existence on some higher spiritual plane. As noted theologian Mary Hinkle Shore emphasizes, in Paul's writings, the word flesh almost always signifies a power along with sin that resists the Spirit of God and that must be vanquished if human beings, including their bodies, are to be free from what Paul calls the bondage of decay and obtain the glorious freedom of God's children. Not freedom from the material world, but freedom within a restored creation. With that in mind, listen for God's word in our reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 12 through 25. Paul writes, "So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, 'Abba, Father,' it is that very Spirit bearing witness within our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we also may be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." So ends the first reading. Next, in Matthew's gospel, we hear Jesus tell another parable today, a troubling one in some ways, though I would urge you to take the explanation that Matthew has Jesus give with a grain or two of salt. Reading from Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, and then 36 through 43. Listen again for God's word to us today. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then Jesus left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." Jesus answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.